أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. دستور يا سيدي يا رب. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and obey your those who are on authority. This is every time Grand Sheikh open his talk, lecture, and Maulana Sheikh, may Allah bless him, must be the head of every lecture. أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. Yesterday we have explained about the some of the alphabet, and I cannot summarize what I said, because when Maulana is sending something, it is coming spontaneous. It's not something that has been prepared and read. It's something that has been through connections from Maulana Sheikh's heart to that one, anyone that speaking on representing the Sheikh, Sheikh give him according to his level support. If this one is speaking and he has real connection with the Sheikh will send information according to the level of that person. And the Sheikh takes from the heart of Prophet, that Prophet sending to him, and Prophet take from the Divine Presence. So that chain is established into the spiritual dimension of knowledge. As a radio can receive different wavelengths depending on the radio, itself, how it is well made, it is of a high technology or a lower technology, then the radio can receive different wavelengths. So it depends on the capacity or capability of the radio, how much can pull out. So the Sheikh sometimes sent from his heart guidance to his murids through their hearts, and that has been taken from his grand sheikh, and his grand sheikh from his grand grand sheikh, and from grand grand sheikh to grand 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 sheikh to Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, to the from the heart of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That lineage come, and we call it the lineage of ijaza. That as we have that ijaza in Islamic jurisprudence, external knowledge, we have that is in also internal knowledge. So everyone, his heart can be a receiver of such information and can present it to the listeners. So we were yesterday or the previous session, we are speaking about the alphabet, which consists of How many letters the alphabet, Arabic alphabet? You, Ihsan. How many letters consist the Arabic alphabet? How many letters? 28 letters consist the Islamic, the Arabic alphabet, beginning with the Aleph, ending with the Ya, is 28, and it indicates a significant information that the Holy Quran is sent to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, revealed to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Arabic language, which that language consists of 28 letters. And the 29 letter that it is a combination of two letters, they added up on the alphabet to become 29 letters. That has a big significance in the spiritual dimension of heavenly knowledge. Many of ulama, pious ulama and scholars and awliyaullah, not many, all of them, consider that this alphabet is every letter has also its significance, and every letter of that alphabet affects us during our daily life. Every letter of the alphabet affects a certain day of the month. The Aleph has an affection on the first day of the month. The Ba has an affection on the second day of the month. The Ta, until you reach the Ya, which is the 28. And the Arabic months, the lunar months, and why they made that analogy or relationship between the Arabic months, the lunar months, and the Arabic alphabet, because the moon has certain effect on a human being during their certain, in different days, the moon affect the people according to the knowledge of astrology. But even astrology, as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, these psychic, well, even they say the truth, they are, we don't consider is lying. But that ilm is given to the heart of awliyaullah, the heavenly ilm, and they know from that heavenly ilm, that not given to psychic, but the psychic tried to steal some of it. The moon has an effect, its gravity affects the daily life of a human being. And that's why we have al-mad wal-jazr, what you call it, tide, when the water cup up, and high tide and low tide, because of the effect of the moon. Also, the moon has high tide and low tide effect on the human beings relationship on their, from their spiritual side and their physical side. So every day represent the moon has its effect. First day has a different effect, second day has a different effect, third day has a different effect. Similarly, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, the Arabic alphabet is 28 letters. The Arabic, the moon, the lunar calendar is 29 days. So the missing day in the alphabet means the missing letter in the alphabet. If you go from beginning from Alif to Ya, there is one letter that they don't put it because it is a combination of two letters that represent the day that the moon appears and the moon disappears. There is elapse, losing of one day. You don't see when the moon is born, you don't see it except the next day. And when it goes, it goes, and you cannot see. And these, if you add them, it comes to one day. That's why 29. And that letter is Lam and Alif. The combination of the Lam and the Alif, which makes what? Lam Alif, La. What's the meaning of La in English? No. Negation. What is the beginning of the Tawheed, Kalimat al-Tawheed? La. Negation. Means there is no shirk. Allah doesn't accept partner. So say La for Shaitan. Always contradict. So that letter, we'd explain that in next time on that Lam Alif, but that letter has a meaning, a very big meaning, which begin with the Lam and the Alif. Alif, we explained it, it is, and it indicate the meaning of the lordship of the Creator. It is the first letter of Allah. Lam, it is related, as we explained, Lam is related to something which we said, as you still remember, Mulk, the creation. Because Ilah, it consists of three letters, Alif, Lam, and Ha. Alif is the beginning, Ha is the end. Ha, the letter Ha represents the end, always in Arabic, Islamic word, Islamic knowledge. Ha is, when you say Ha, means you end your quote, finish. Alif is the ibtida, in between is the Lam. Lam is the Mulk, the whatever is created. In existence you own, which represent later we discuss that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mulk. So that beginning of the month and end of the month, it elapses, you cannot see it, and that's why you cannot, they don't put it in the alphabet, that Lam Alif. So it means that 29 letters represent 29 days where you can count for every day. And what we call it in Arabic, I don't know the English translation, is Manazilul Abrash. Every Burj, you know what you call the Burj, these like horoscopes. Huh? How many horoscopes we have? 12. Abrash, Manazilul Abrash in the daily life, is not only 12, we have 28 different horoscopes for the alphabet, for your daily activities. It depends on every day of the month. And the Lam Alif add up to the 29. Now, who represent in the real meaning, as we said, since the moon has this effect on Earth, it is represented that the moon, as the moon has the effect, the alphabet has the effect. So alphabet is part of this, the moon effect, because it is every day 111 till become 29. And who is the moon? It's very well established that the moon is the reality of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Haqiqatul Nabi is being described by the moon. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُّبِينٌ. Came to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala light. And light is the moon. Shams is not light. Shams, sun is the source of light. Moon is the reflection of the light. So that's why awliya say the moon is the reflection of the light, means Prophet is the reflection of the heavenly light. So that alphabet, since Prophet is being described in Holy Quran and in many places as the moon, means the secret of this alphabet has been put, given to the heart of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Yasin Qalbul Quran. Yasin is the heart of Quran, and Yasin is the name of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. He is the heart of Holy Quran, and the Holy Quran is consisting of the 29 letters. Means in the heart of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, since Allah gave him the Holy Quran in his heart, and the Holy Quran is being from the 29 letters, means that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah, as Allah said in Holy Quran, wala ratbin wala yabisin illa fi kitabin mubin, every dry living or non-living is recorded in the Holy Quran. Not only recorded, planned, every moment, every creature, creation is being mentioned, when it is going to be created, when it is going to die, and in between, from beginning to end, it's all the information is being written there. Huh? That has been in the Holy Quran, and the Holy Quran consists from the alphabet, Arabic alphabet, which represent the reality, the knowledge that has been given to the Prophet of the heart. Means Prophet's heart is in it every human being action daily. What is going to eat, what is going to drink, what, how many breaths is going to breathe in his life, how many veins in his body, how many, how Allah has given brain, if everything is recorded in the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from these different horoscopes of letters, because every letter is a complete Burj horoscope by itself, tower of information, every letter, and what is going to affect in his life. This is what they are coming up now with in science. They are trying to discover the essence and the reality of DNA. That's coming now out. These genes or DNA is what they're finding. Allah is giving them some kind of Islamic inspiration to find these genes. One DNA I was reading a medical report. One DNA can take in it information of whatever you have materials being printed in the world now existing of books. One DNA can carry more material than what is printed in books, all of them added together. And that one DNA that can have that computer, you can download it with all this information, can take it. That small
memory
is that small heavenly chip can carry this information. Allah gave this little bit from smell of ilm of Sayyidina al-Mahdi that's coming. For dunya now, little bit from that ilm, Allah gave permission for Mahdi alayhi salam to open little bit. That's why they are smelling now and everyone is going crazy with it. Speaking about DNA, cloning. Cloning has different also meaning. We will not go into that. So that 28 letters, 29 letters that affect a human being in their daily life is being أُوْدِعُوا فِي قَلْبِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ. They have been trusted, put in trust in the heart of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. They say that the human body, no doctor here? In a human body, there is more than 3 trillion cells. And every 6 months, these 3 trillion cells, they rejuvenate themselves. Another time, they recreate themselves. They come another time and the other goes. Every cell is completely by itself a complete huge factory. If you add in the body, there are small hair, shu'airat we call in Arabic, but you call them in English like veins that carry blood, but very small capillaries. That's they business medical woman send you for a training course. If you add them, they add more than the distance between Earth and Sun in one human being. And every part of that must be angels on every cell regulating it. So how many angels are regulating the system of a human being? Millions, billions, trillions. Where are they? You own them, they are working on you, you cannot see them. That's because we are not giving a chance for our spirit to follow the way of Sunnah, of Prophet, and the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that ilm, knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to awliya, they cannot bring it out because it needs support. And since we are in the last days, little bit has been given out from Mahdi alayhi salam to awliya, from awliya to this scientific secular scholar, to bring that kind of knowledge for people. So that kind of ilm of alphabet of letters that awliya is keeping and they cannot bring it out, impossible. And that's why we touched little bit yesterday on it. And today I, Maulana opened a little bit of an introduction of what we spoke about the Aleph and the Ba and the Ta. And we came to the Sa. And some people might not understand it so easily because it is complicated. And if people have no background, and that's why you cannot go into depth of it. But we will add that yesterday we said that the Ba is an Aleph. It's like a ship, vessel, a boat. Is that? Ba, it's a straight line. And it is in a like a ship, but it is in reality it's an Aleph in a prostration. Always follow the first letter of the alphabet is what is Aleph. So Aleph is standing. Ba is Aleph but lying down. So Aleph has no Sharik, no partner. Allah doesn't have Sharik because it's the Aleph, first letter of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Ba immediately follow the Aleph. Without the Aleph, the Ba cannot exist. The Ba is being raised a higher level from all other alphabet letters to follow the Aleph, to be second. And that's why Ba is represented symbol of, since it is in prostration, it is the symbol of creation. Meaning the creation has to be in complete submission and complete prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who represent in front of Allah the whole creation? Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it means the Ba represent the reality of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See? It's scratching now. Saying enough, don't go deep. So that reality, the Ba, always making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why immediately it follows the Aleph. Is in that shape. So when that creation went into that complete prostration, we described that before, that session. Allah, from the reality of kun, be and it will be, Allah gave a boost to carry that creation. And that's why that boost is represented by a circle, dot. And that dot carry the Ba. That's why it is under the letter Ba. That dot, because it is carrying. The whole creation is carried by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that the heavenly support that goes from the Aleph to the Ba goes through that dot. To Haqiqatul Nabi. That represents Haqiqat, the reality of Muhammad. Haqiqal Muhammadiyya, Haqiqal Ahmadiyya. The reality of Muhammad in dunya, the reality of Ahmad in heavens, in akhirah. It is carrying that ship, that vessel. When it is carried, that ship can carry anyone. So Haqiqatul Nabi, the reality of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Sayyidina Adam said that when I made the sin, I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me for the sake of Muhammad. And when Allah asked me, Ya Adam, how knew about Muhammad? I said, Ya Rabbi, I saw his name in every place in this paradise, even on the throne. And he said, Ya Adam, laula Muhammad ma khalaqtu ahadan min khalqi. If not for Muhammad, I would not create anyone of my creation. Means the representative, the one that is responsible in front of Allah is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he represents that creation in prostration. Always for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, haqiqatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When that is being carried, now everything else will be carried on the back. And that's why after Prophet, Haqiqatul Nabi that carries everyone, from Prophet another Haqiqah comes that carry the rest. And who are the rest? Creation, jinn and ins. And that's why you see on the second letter that another reality comes from the reality of Prophet ﷺ. From the essence of the Ba, another one comes out, reflection of Haqiqatul Nabi. Haqiqatul Nabi is always in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the Alif, always in that divinely presence. Alif represents the divinely presence, so it is always in that divine presence of Allah. Ta is in the divine presence of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the creation is in the presence of Muhammad. Muhammad is in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That lineage has to be established. That's why we say in Islam, means are important. Means, seeking means through Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam must be through Prophet. Allah raised him, make Allah Muhammad. You cannot say Allah alone without Muhammad. You are not a Muslim. You must say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So the ta carry the two alam, the two world, the ins and jinn. So he present two dots. Correct? So that ta represent the two realities, the two ta is carrying. Is now the two realities there, two dots. And without going into detail of that, we go through the Sa. Sa is three dots. Means ins, jinn, and universe, where you are living, the dunya. And that's why when it become on the Sa, it gives you the three dimensions. The triangle. The three dots makes what? Three dimensions. And we know that in geometry, the three dimensions represent this world that we are living in. The fourth dimension represent what? Unseen. That is the under the veil. You cannot see it. Only Prophet can see it. The Ba. The letter Ba. You cannot see it. It's under. Under that. You can see anything above. Under you cannot see. It's laying down. You have a plane. Platform. You cannot see what is under. Only Haqiqatul Nabi, only Prophet can see the reality there existing. We see only what can be seen, and that's why you see the three dimensions. Four dimensions you cannot see, because it's related to heaven. Only related to heaven is what Prophet can see. That's why the Ba has that dot. That is the fourth dimension. So the Sa is the reality of the three dimensions with the world that we are living in. The Ta is the ins and jinn. The Ba is related to heavens. Then it changed completely after Alif, Ba, Ta, Sa. Then it changed into Jim. That's something else. May Allah forgive us. We will explain more later. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ